Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My never-ending quest to get the paper. What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Brian Mitchell, NFL legend, future Hall of Famer someday, is in transit today. We don't know where he is. Texas, Landville? He may be in Texas. B should call in a little later. But you're stuck with me today. Apparently, we're giving away Brian Adams tickets. That's kind of cool. I like Brian Adams. What was that banger he had when I was in like 6th, 7th grade from the Robin Hood soundtrack? Somebody's got to know what I'm talking about. We got a really fun show coming your way today. Ben Standing's going to join us at noon. Rick Snyder's going to join us at 1 o'clock. I've been wanting to talk to Snyder about this. He wrote a story last week for the fan website about... Now, I'm going to say Rick and Dan here because they're both last name Snyder, even though they're spelled differently. It's hard to convey spelling via an audio medium like the radio. So Rick Snyder wrote a story about Bobby Bethard after his passing last week, and included in there was a story that Dan Snyder tried to bring Bethard back when he bought the team and was incredibly impatient with a Hall of Fame 4-time Super Bowl winning general manager, and that Bethard was like, to hell with this dude. And if anybody was proven correct over the course of time, goodness gracious, was that ever Bobby Bethard. Ambassador Howard Gutman sent me a cool story about Bethard during a Mark Mosley lawsuit that I found pretty interesting and entertaining, and maybe we'll tell that a little later. I don't know if anybody followed this crazy Chinese quote-unquote weather balloon story over the last week, 4 or 5 days, but I found it really fascinating. And my cousins live in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and they watched the balloon go over their like house and then the fighter jets come and shoot it down. And the story's pretty wild. So I'm actually going to have my cousin call in about a half hour. So if you're into that, you're going to enjoy it. We always talk to John Leahy. John Leahy is our real estate agent of choice here on the B. Mitchell Finley program. Apparently Dan Snyder's selling his house for $49 million. Now, this is the house in Maryland, in Potomac, that has kind of been on and off the market multiple times because he bought the house in Alexandria that's out of this world. And according to the Post, he's declaring his residency now in England. Not really sure how that goes. Like, I know my cousins moving from Scotland to the U.S., they didn't really get to declare anything. They had to, like, wait and go through a million governmental procedural hoops. I'm guessing when you're a billionaire, there's fewer hoops. We're going to talk about Dan, ownership update. But we got to start over the weekend with the Pro Bowl. There was a lot of confusion about the Pro Bowl because they had a bunch of the games. Was that Thursday night, Landini? They did a bunch of Pro Bowl stuff Thursday night. And then the actual Pro Bowl was yesterday. I had a pretty active weekend. I was trying to hang with my kids a bunch before I go to Arizona for the week tonight. I've learned one thing, Landfill. When you are the dad and you roll into... Shout out to the National Portrait Gallery over by Capital One Arena. They have this like really cool little kids activity area that's open on the weekends, and they do arts and crafts in there. And a young woman, Svalana, hopefully I'm saying that right, was super helpful with my daughters. Everyone assumes you're just a divorced dad and that's the only time you get to spend with the kids is on the weekend. That, like, everybody gives you this look of like, oh, look at this divorced dad. And so I would make a point of like, you know, when a young woman first gets engaged and she just like goes out of her way to show off the engagement ring at all times, I would like make a point of showing my wedding ring to these young women as they just tried to circle me, Landfill. They viewed me as their prey. And I said, hey, back off. All right? I would just be like, oh, my wife and I like to watch Netflix, whatever the hell. But I was pretty busy yesterday. And then I got home and I'm like, all right, the Pro Bowl's on. I'm going to watch this. Let's see what happens. And the first action I got to view was the wackiest catch contest. I don't know what they called it, but over and over, what I saw was like Steph Diggs parting a sea of cheerleaders, jumping on a trampoline, and not making the catches. I don't know if anybody, that's the portion of it I saw. I think we need this. Denton made this point earlier. I think the wackiest catch bit would be better with the linemen. Give me Trent Williams and Deron Payne jumping off trampolines trying to make catches. Because with the receivers, it had a very distinct NBA dunk contest feel to it when they're trying this stuff and they don't get to do it and they just let them keep trying. The NFL is a results business. It is a rough, ruthless business. And all of a sudden, everybody was just eating avocado toast and getting participation trophies. Like, it just wasn't that cool. So I would do away with the wacky catch contest, or I like put Brandon Scherff out there and let's see him jump off a trampoline with a mask on and make a catch. Like, that'd be entertaining. You might need a really big trampoline. Those are some big men. I don't know if they have like reinforced trampolines or what, but I think that would be better. But so the main event though is flag football. By and large, I kind of liked it. I thought it was kind of fun, honestly. It's so different from regular football, but I liked in the portion I watched. You had Peyton and Eli calling the plays. It was pretty much Kirk Cousins versus Derek Carr in the portion I watched, which was enjoyable and interesting. The receivers are really good. I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to pull up the stats because it did seem like my guy, Terry McLaurin, was not getting looks. I don't know if you guys saw that, but let's see if they have stats for this damn thing. I mean, God bless NFL.com, and I have been a person that has had to, like, when you're a straight content creator and it's just written content, like, you're literally just shoving coal into a furnace. Like, you have to come up with new stuff every day. The headline on NFL.com/Pro Bowl, Landfill, you ready for this? 5 things we learned from Pro Bowl Sunday. What is one? Here's one thing we learned. That they did this because nobody wants to get hurt, and Myles Garrett got hurt. He hurt his toe. Okay, the first thing we learned, according to NFL.com, that Cousins and the NFC snapped a skid with a win in the first Pro Bowl games. Landfill, let's see what I got in my wallet. I got $5, Landini. If you could tell me how long of a win streak the AFC had running in the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl, which doesn't exist anymore, so I don't really understand how they're claiming that the NFC snapped a skid when this is the first time it's ever happened. But I'm just going to say that the AFC won 6 straight Pro Bowls.
Sorry, keeping the $5. So in this article on NFL.com, there are 2 different claims for how long it had been. In the first sentence, it says, not since 2012 had the National Football Conference won an all-star showdown with its American rivals. So that would be, what, 10, 11 years? But later in the article, it says the AFC had won 5 consecutive Pro Bowls.
Yeah, but didn't they start doing it where they mixed it up and it wasn't necessarily AFC versus NFC for a while there? Like, wasn't Deion Sanders, like, the captain of a team at some point? Am I completely making this up?
You could certainly be right. Yeah, I think you're right, because they, like, I don't know. What else did we learn, according to this article? Derek Carr plays likely his final home game at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas? Sure. If you're going to call that his final home game when he's playing flag football, go for it. Buda Baker had a really impressive pick on the sideline. How about this one, Lamphill?
So just real quick, the 2012 season, the NFC won, and then they went for several years to unconferenced Pro Bowls. It was like Jerry Rice had a team and Deion Sanders had a team. Michael Irvin and Chris Carter had teams. It was that type of thing. Then they went back to the AFC, NFC, and then one of the Pro Bowls was canceled because of COVID. So it's only been 5 consecutive that the AFC had won.
Terrific. We're now dumber for knowing that.
Everyone.
Confident Geno Smith cooks in flag football opener. Apparently, Geno is very confident he's going to stay in Seattle. I did hear an interview, I guess, with the Ravens tight end Mark Andrews, who said that he thinks Lamar's sticking around in Baltimore. So that's good. I also, as we start talking about this and making fun of the show, making fun of the Pro Bowl, I got this text from somebody that was out there with some of the Commanders players, and he says, they say, watch all the events. The linemen did catch punts, and as a whole, the guys had way more fun this year. Dodgeball was great. I did get to see some dodgeball highlights. That was pretty fun. And Saquon Barkley was right. Like, you're not allowed to throw it at the head, and the dude that won got Saquon out by hitting him in the head. So I applaud the NFL for recognizing that the Pro Bowl was broken and that they needed to change it. But I'm not sure there's a fix there. Like, I just, football is not a sport meant to play patty cake. Like every other sport, you can get away with playing patty cake for a day and call it an exhibition and everybody's cool. Football, you got to go. Every day is kickoff, man, and you just got to go. The moment, though, that stood out most to me was the end of the game. And Kirk and Geno were pretty good. I think late in that game, Kirk engineers, I guess it was a comeback win, right? And after the game, you have RG3, Robert Griffin III, who was all over the broadcast, and it is clearly in the minds of ESPN and ABC, like a huge part of their NFL coverage going forward. I did enjoy the best and worst catch thing when you had Snoop and Pete Davidson, and I think LaDainian Tomlinson were like the judges, and they were kind of doing it like the dunk contest. And Snoop and LaDainian Tomlinson gave Steph Diggs a 70. And Pete Davidson gave him a 69, and the whole crowd just bust out laughing. And I want to say, who's the big fella, the former D lineman that is on like the Stephen A. circuit? I think he played for the Cowboys. Spears, maybe? Marcus Spears. He just kept screaming. I thought this was funny. I think it was him. If I'm attributing to the wrong person, forgive me. But he just kept screaming, this is a family network, man. This is a family show. You can't be doing that, Pete Davidson. I thought that was funny. But by far, the wildest part to me was the end of the program, and it's RG3 not playing, interviewing Kirk, who just got done winning the Pro Bowl. And I think this is at least Kirk's second Pro Bowl appearance, because I remember there was a Pro Bowl when he was here and he threw a pick late in the game and then he chased the dude all the way down. You remember that one? That was back when it was still like a real game, or at least a quasi-real game. I got a picture of it, and I got some really funny answers. I just on my Twitter and my Instagram, I posted a picture of Robert interviewing Kirk, and I said, caption this, Anthony Armstrong, that used to play for the Skins, replied, that's Kirk explaining his NFL script. If anybody paid attention to all the dumb stuff last week, that the claim that the stuff was scripted. My boy Joe Preston, I thought this was pretty funny, said, which of us was the most selfish, attention-craving Redskins quarterback? How would you answer that one? I don't know. Jeff, if you have an answer, feel free. I wanted to read this because I thought this was nice and fair. This is from Ozone. OJ said, they both seem like they're in the perfect environment. Kirk is definitely a top 10 quarterback in the league, and RG3 is one of the best commenters in the NFL, and they both seem happy. I'm happy for them. I'm not sure I agree with the assessment of top 10 and one of the best, but they both seem happy, and they're both in a good spot, and I am happy for them. One comment I got a number of times was, do you think we could go in and buy the Commanders together? Which they don't have the money, but. And then on Twitter, I got one comment that I thought was really, really funny, even if it was perhaps a jab at me, which if you're funny and you throw a jab, I'll laugh. I'm good with it. Let me try to find it. So this is from Wang the Conqueror, J. Everton 34 via Twitter. He said, and this is in quotes, like you're captioning the photo. It said, the only ones who haven't moved on from us is the DC media. You think Kirk and or Robert give a rip that we still look at that and we're like, oh man, what a weird world. Here's the worst part about it is, who knows what Robert might have been. Right? Like the injuries messed him up, and then egos, which I'll include everybody, Snyder, the Shanahans, and certainly Robert got in the way. I don't know that the way Robert ran, and this is not about running quarterbacks, but it's specifically about the way Robert ran, where he couldn't slide. He often didn't like going out of bounds. Maybe he would have learned that over time. But every time he was hit, it was like a car accident. Like there were just body parts flailing about. I don't know that he would have been able to maintain that even without the Seahawks game and trying to play through a torn ACL and just the collapse of everything. I think he would have had to evolve. Certainly Kirk has proven, and I think he proved it here, he may lack, you know, whatever it is required to win in clutch situations. But this football team, just this past year's team that went 8-8-1, if they had Kirk, would have been much better. If they had Kirk this year, we got him at 10-6-1, boys. Does that seem fair? I think so. If they had Kirk this year, they're a wild card team. Well, they don't. They ran him out of town. Got Alex, broke his leg. I think if you had pre-broken leg Alex this year, you're 10-6-1. But ifs and buts, right? It doesn't really matter. It's just crazy to think it's only 10 years ago. I guess it's now 11. That was the quarterback situation here. And now one dude is interviewing the other dude at the Pro Bowl. It's just, world is a crazy place. Speaking of how crazy the world is, the Chinese sent an apparent quote-unquote weather balloon across the entire continental United States, and then it got shot down in South Carolina, over on the beach in South Carolina, and my cousin watched it all happen. He's going to join us next. Joel, he has pictures of it on his Instagram. Before we go, apparently Dan Snyder is selling his home in Potomac for $49 million. If you need a realtor to help you put an offer in on Dan Snyder's house, or perhaps you're looking at something more modest, John Leahy is the only person to call. Trust me, you got to go with John Leahy. You want a reason why? Here's an example. Mo is now a three-time client of John's, and he needed to sell his Clarksburg Square condo. He was purchasing a new home and needed to sell the condo in a timely manner in order to close on his new home. With John's VIP seller system, they were able to get multiple offers the very first weekend, including a cash offer. As sometimes happens, the first buyer backed out, but there were no concerns because John had already secured backup offers. With no momentum lost, Mo closed on his condo over asking price and was able to make a significant down payment on the new home, setting himself and his family up for long-term financial success. That's what John can do for you, long-term financial success. And if your house needs a little bit of help before you sell it and you don't have the cash, don't give up because John can make you, can front you up to $50,000 for repairs and upgrades, making your home more irresistible to buyers, getting you more money, and then you settle up on the back end with John at closing. Those are just a few of the reasons I would call John, plus flexible fees customized to your needs. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Landfill going all Tribe to start the show. You won't find me yelling. Although we do need to hear some wet leg today. All right? Make it happen. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to talk pretty much all football, like we pretty much always do. We're going to talk some whiz, talk some hoops. But right now, I was fascinated by this story over the weekend. And really, I think it started kind of last Thursday-ish, something like that, where this Chinese quote-unquote weather balloon made its way from, like, Alaska over the entire continental United States before it got offshore in South Carolina and was shot down by fighter jets. My cousins live in North Myrtle Beach. And my cousin Joel posted a picture on his Instagram of the balloon. And he said he heard the jets, everything. And I just want to hear the damn story. So without further ado, making his B. Mitch and Finley debut is my cousin Joel. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are the girls?
They're doing well. They're getting older. You're going to be living, following my footsteps here pretty soon. Don't blink.
I know, man. I know. Has Bree graduated yet?
She may. Oh, fingers crossed.
That's,
may.
That's She's, crazy. So Joel's,
absolutely.
Joel's two daughters, one at South Carolina, one at Clemson. Good football schools down there.
Yeah, we got a house divided down here.
I bet. So let's get down to business here.
Okay.
Tell me kind of what was happening. Were you aware of the spy or the weather balloon? Like, what was the vibe down there?
Well, I knew of the balloon and then got busy, wasn't really thinking about it, was kind of piddling around the house, was in and outside.
Was this Saturday or Sunday?
This was Saturday.
Okay.
I saw some neighbors out at the front walking their dogs, which is typical, and they were looking up in the sky. And then my phone started going off from friends that were 30 miles away in different directions, and they're saying, you may get interested in that. We're watching the jets fly around this balloon. And I was like, nah, no way.
What time of day was
this
it?
It was probably early afternoon, 1 o'clock-ish.
Okay.
And went outside, and you could see this little white dot, perfectly round circle, white dot up in the sky. And you could see the jets going around and around and around. So we watched it for a little bit. And it was moving relatively quick across the sky. My phone's going nuts from people thinking I might be interested in it. We watched it for a little bit.
Was it like anything you'd ever seen? Like, I'm sure you've seen a hot air balloon and stuff. Like, what was it?
it looked like a miniature version of when you see a full moon in the daylight. I mean, it was really tiny from where we were, just up in the sky. But you could see those fighter jets circling it, and it was just kind of amazing to see, just watching them go around and around, keeping an eye on this thing.
So, and you are in North Myrtle Beach, Cherry Grove. Is that fair to say? I mean, you're right on the water.
Yeah, I can be in North Myrtle. I can be at the beach in a 10-minute drive.
Okay.
From my house, and 5 minutes of that is getting out of the subdivision. So the waterway that runs right up the coast is even closer. So yes, we're right on the coast.
Okay. And so, I mean, when those jets start flying around, it's loud as hell, right?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't hear the jets. Other people have been able to hear them. You could see them clear as day, you know, doing circles. It may be real tight circles for them up there. They're going around and around and obviously keeping an eye on this thing. And now we've accumulated a bunch of neighbors out there walking their dogs, staring up at the sky. And then all of a sudden, we're watching it and we're thinking about going inside because it's kind of traveling away. And then you see what everybody else saw. You saw it go from a complete circle to like a string looking, I mean, just like a mess, just what you saw on TV. And then you heard the boom about 7 seconds later.
Wow. And so it was that. There. So you saw it happen well before the boom.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And it may have been 5-7 seconds. So you saw it happen and everybody in the street says, they just shot it. They just shot it. And then you hear the boom, and there are friends around here that live a little bit closer that say it rattled their house.
Wow.
Rattled the windows. Everybody could hear it. It was obviously the talk of Saturday around here.
I bet. And so, like, I don't even know, and forgive me for not knowing, was it far enough out that it's going to fall down into, like, kind of the deep ocean, or did that stuff start falling down and, like, washing up on shore? There's people, you know, playing spike ball, and next thing you know, there's half a spy balloon next to them.
I think, now, this is just gathering information from social media, so you can take this for what it's worth, or the news, that they waited for it to get miles, 10, 12 miles offshore, because they didn't want it to land on individuals here. So, and it's hard to tell because it's so far up in the sky of where it was for me, from my vantage point.
Right.
So you could just see it up there. And then the news kept saying they shot it over Surfside, which is about 40 minutes away from me by vehicle, 30 miles or so.
Surfside's down right south of Merle's Inlet?
Surfside is, it's right in that area.
Okay.
It's right in that area. So, yeah, it's further down south. So they waited for it to get over the ocean, and that was their plan, apparently, and knocked it down.
That's crazy, man. And so, like, did a whole bunch of black SUVs show up and dudes with the MIB, the Men in Black memory eraser, start popping out in your neighborhood?
Not in the neighborhood. But I assume people started storming the beach to try to see it come down or see if they could find things. The local news had reports out here. If you find any debris, don't touch it. It's an investigation. You need to call the authorities. Absolutely crazy that it went on above our heads.
That is crazy, man. And I suppose if we're to believe everything we're being told, it makes sense that you wanted to wait for that thing to get out into the ocean before you take it down, right?
Well, that would make sense for the people's sake, but a part of me says, you know, now this thing's traveled across the United States and gathered whatever data it wanted to gather, and the damage is done.
Right, right.
You know, I sit at a desk doing a different kind of job, so I guess that's not for me to speculate on. But
I talk about football.
It would make sense. I don't know what saltwater will do to this technology that they're going to try to recover.
They're going to try to collect it?
Apparently so, and see if they can gather anything from it. And I don't know if this thing's going to whatever they find will sink quickly. I don't know. Above my pay grade.
Sharks going to eat it. Yeah.
It could be. But I guarantee you people stormed the beach to try to see what was going on and see if they can see any parts or pieces that maybe wash ashore eventually. I don't know.
You imagine being eight beers deep on the beach in Myrtle Beach, and you're like, I'm going to catch me this spy balloon. I know that would be me, but...
That would go well here at the beach and fit right in, and maybe not, nobody would be fazed. I kept thinking, and I don't want to kill your time here. I would pay money to be wherever the pilots that got off out of those aircraft to watch the grin on their face. I mean, I can't imagine what was going through their heads.
It's like when Maverick hugs Iceman at the end of the first Top
Gun.
That's
the thought that went through my head. That had to be going on. And after they got through their debriefing, let them tell their story in their words. That would be awesome. But
hopefully, 60 Minutes or somebody gets that interview, because I would like to see that.
I think it'd be cool. I mean, I hope I'm right in saying this. They came from Langley, so their nerves must have been a little bit on alert, knowing they're coming up to probably eventually shoot this thing down.
Langley
and then just circle
is
it.
Norfolk, right? Langley?
I believe, yeah, Virginia.
Yeah, okay.
So to know that blood's kind of pumping and they're circling this thing for a while. I mean, the people that called me to tell me that was going on, one happened to be at Tanger Outlet. Well, it was shopping and said the whole parking lot was staring up at the sky. Another friend of mine, he's 30 miles inland. He's the one that originally called me and said, you got to go step outside and see this. I'm watching the jets fly around in circles.
That's crazy, man. Joel, I really appreciate you making time for us, dude. I know you're busy. Say hi to Ron and Aunt Joni and Robin for me, please.
I'll do it, brother. Hope the family's doing well, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Even Matt. Say hi to Matt for me. Thank you, bro.
I'll do it, sir. Thank you. You take care.
Thank you. That is first time ever, my cousin Joel, calling in from North Myrtle Beach with a boots on the ground. Who else in this market is going to have boots on the ground spy balloon coverage, Landfill? Who else? Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow me at JP Finley NBCS. You follow the show at B. Mitch and Finley. If you missed any of our interview with my cousin Joel that lives in South Carolina and watched the balloon get blown up over the weekend, get on the Odyssey app. Hit rewind. High noon, Ben Stanig is going to join us, break down all things Commanders, what maybe he learned in Mobile, what the latest is on the offense coordinator situation. I'm going to talk some quarterbacks. I want to talk real estate transactions. Maybe we get Leahy on the phone, because Dan Snyder's house is up for sale. We're going to go through all the news and notes on it. Something tells me people that buy $50 million houses, they don't have to apply for a mortgage like you and I. Like I think it goes a different route. But I did kind of want to wrap up the Pro Bowl stuff. I think the Commanders were well represented out there and spoke with some folks. I think they really enjoyed themselves. If you look at all the pictures and the posts, you had John Allen, Daron Payne, Jeremy Reeves, Tressway, Terry McLaurin. And if you are Tress and Reeves especially, you got to enjoy the hell out of that, because it is really, really hard to make the Pro Bowl. Think about every team, every NFL team has 10-ish people that are really special teams players, and one guy gets to go. It's really difficult to get there, and Reeves' story is incredible, coming from an undrafted guy that had been cut 100 times. I think Ron deserves a little bit of credit when it comes to Reeves, too, because if you remember a few years ago, Lava, what was the name of the Panthers? He was with the Panthers. He was with the Niners. I'm blanking on the safety's name that was involved with Colin Kaepernick in the
I think
social justice.
Eric Reed?
It was definitely Eric something. Eric Reed sounds right. If you remember back in 2020 when Ron was first here and that team got good late in the year. Yeah, it's Eric Reed. there was a, and Reed had played for Ron in Carolina for two seasons, and they had an injury late in the season, and a lot of people were like, hey, you're going to sign Eric Reed? And they offered him a practice squad role, and Reed turned it down. He said, you know, I'm not a practice squad guy. The reason Rivera said, he's like, listen, man, I got to give this kid, Jeremy Reeves, a chance. He's done everything I've asked him to. He's got to come off the practice squad first, and then you'll be the next guy up. Sure enough, more injuries. Reed would have been brought up, but he didn't take the practice squad offer. Reed hasn't played since, and Reeves just made the Pro Bowl. Maybe Ron saw something there, deserves credit for it. Landfill, how much of the Pro Bowl did you watch? I'm sure you were locked in.
I watched 0 minutes.
Did you watch any sports this weekend? Like, what caught your eye this weekend?
I did watch a little bit of soccer, and I paid attention to the Wizards scores at least, although I didn't watch the Wizards games.
Okay. Jeff, did you watch any Pro Bowl? I watched yesterday afternoon, evening, I guess.
No Pro Bowl this week. I was in New York, man.
What'd you have this weekend? One of your concerts?
No, my boy's getting married, so we was doing our final fittings because he has African traditional gear that we're wearing, so I went up there yesterday.
Are you going to be wearing African traditional gear?
Yes, sir. I might wear that. Man, we look so good in them things. I might wear that garment like the whole week when I get back.
I look forward to that.
I got you.
You also just tried on a Taylor Heineke shirt that Breaking T sent me. I don't know. I'm sure I was supposed to give that to someone. That was a triple X. Looked a little big on you.
Yeah, it did.
Are you going to keep that?
No, just because it's too big.
You going to give it to Big Nell?
Yeah, I was going to see if he wanted it because that's the only person close to a 3X.
Russell, maybe?
Yeah, Russell, probably about 3 or 4.
She's putting people's business on the streets. Jeff, I was hoping you'd wear it for a little while and then give it to Linnell.
All right, I'll do that.
Let it get your musk on it.
All right, cool.
You smoking L this morning? What are you smelling like in there?
JP. No, I did not. Look, this man is going to have the world think I'm some type of crazed pothead.
Yep, it's kind of what we're going for. All right, so I want to do an ownership conversation. Here's as much excitement as there is about all the ownership stuff. We need to think about this. What did we all hear? Well, I've reported that I think this thing happens by March, right? So what all did we hear after the Super Bowl? After the Super Bowl is when there's really going to be some momentum. Guys, hello, McFly. It's Super Bowl week. It is entirely possible that we hear something relatively soon. I think Roger Goodell... Don't they do a state of the NFL, like, press conference with Goodell Super Bowl week? Doesn't that happen on Friday of Super Bowl? So we know Goodell talks after every owner's meeting. The big one is going to be late March in Phoenix. But Goodell doesn't have a lot of open press situations. I asked him a question in Dallas, and he just totally Dikembe'd me and is very smart and hard to get a real answer out of. But I believe there's the state of the league. All right, so it's Wednesday of the Super Bowl. Landfill, let's be ready for that. Wednesday of the Super Bowl, Goodell's going to speak. You got to figure he's going to get asked about the Commanders situation. You got to figure it. Do we feel like this thing is happening? This thing is close. Does Dan putting this Potomac house on the market for $50 million freaking dollars impact it? Is the ownership change that so many people in this city have wanted about to happen? Are we properly prepared? Are we going to get caught with a weather balloon flying across our country for a couple days? Every day is kickoff. We're going to break it all down. Be Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.